Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live. We are live. We are live, brothers. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 61. And I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness coach, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach, master metabolic trainer, Amazon bestselling author. But most importantly, I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s completely transform their bodies, their health, their lives, and naturally increase testosterone using my Over 40 Alpha system that consists of the four major pillars: mindset, recovery, nutrition, and of course, workouts. And in this podcast, that's what we focus on. My focus, my mission, you are here because you want to learn about how to completely transform your life, get in the best shape of your life, get in the best mindset, lose weight, build muscle, increase your testosterone, lower your other hormones, literally change your life so that the next 40 to 50 years of your life are the healthiest. And welcome, man. I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited because on this episode, we have Anthony Balduzzi on this episode. Now, Anthony is the creator of the Fit Father Project, Fit Father and Fit Mother, but Fit Father Project. And funny thing about that is Anthony and I, we share the same niche, right? We're both helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, well, late, probably 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s completely transform their body. And both of our programs and our brotherhoods are based on pretty much the same principles, you know, helping men lose weight, helping change behaviors, a different lifestyle, you know, hormonal changes. And so most people would think, hey, Funk, you're having Anthony Balduzzi, the Fit Father Project person on your podcast. Isn't that something? Isn't that a conflict of interest? No, it's absolutely not. Because Anthony and I are on the same mission. And so when you are on the same mission of somebody, whether or not you're doing it at this, like whether or not you're doing it hand in hand, or just, you know, at arm's length, we both have the same mission. We both want the same for the people in our niche, which are men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. We want to completely help men change lives because there's a void in the industry about how, when we reach the age of 40, how we can work out, what nutrition, you know, should we be doing? What are the recovery strategies? What's testosterone? How is it affecting us? Where is it at? And how do we attack it? What's sarcopenia? How do we balance our hormones? There's nothing out there. Very, very little out there for a guy like me. I'm 52, but men over 40, there's not. A lot of things for guys in their 20s, guys in their 30s, bodybuilders, CrossFitters, women, all these different crazy diets, but nothing that's going to address the problems that we have. So when I see someone who is doing the exact same thing I'm doing, we're reaching, you know, the similar niche, it's amazing for me. I love it because I can't do the, you know, my goal is to help millions of men. And so if I help a million men and Anthony helps a million men and whoever else is in the industry that is focusing on men over 40, truly focusing on men over 40, because there are other people who attempt that, but they're not truly grasping. They're just doing the same thing that they did in their 30s and 20s and whatever, but they're just branding it as men over 40. They're not actually you know, addressing the problems and teaching those problems and changing the behaviors. So I was super honored to have Anthony, because when I came into this niche, you know, I've only been in this niche for 3 years, because before that I was, you know, metabolic training, which I still am, you know, strength and conditioning for fighters, a lot of that stuff. But I already had that story, because I struggled when I reached 40 with low testosterone and not knowing what to do. And then I almost died three and a half years ago, which, you know, caused me to use prednisone, which was a, you know, testosterone killing drug, and needing to use the program and system that I created to help me get out of that, help me change my life. So when I started this, I saw Fit Father was already doing something. They were in their infancy too, I think, but they were already doing something. So, you know, it kind of inspired me to say, okay, someone else is out there doing it, so it can be done. Now let's do it. So it was guys, this guy's amazing. Anthony Balduzzi is amazing. You know, but before we dive into Anthony, I just want to send another shout out to FeedSpot, because FeedSpot has named the Over 40 Alpha podcast as one of the top 20 health and fitness podcasts for people over 50. So we continue to rise. 40, because we hit 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. So I truly appreciate FeedSpot. You can there'll be a link somewhere in the show notes that will take you there, and you can see the list of all the other ones that you should be listening to as well if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Also, if you guys need a program, something that gives you everything you need for workouts, nutrition, recovery, sleep, mindset, and of course our weekly coaching calls that we do live. We have support group of thousands and thousands of men in a program and system that consistently delivers results. Then go to over40alpha.com and join for $1. Join the Alpha Brotherhood for $1. Telling you, it'll change your life. It changes many men's lives on a daily basis. So like I said before, I'm really excited to have Anthony Balduzzi. He's a health, and if you don't know who Anthony is, he is a health and weight loss expert. He is the founder of the Fit Father Project and the Fit Mother Project, which are two of the leading health and weight loss programs for busy men and women over the age of 40. But Anthony, Dr. Balduzzi, holds dual degrees in nutrition and neuroscience from the University of Pennsylvania. So for all of you University of Pennsylvania alums, you know who you got someone in that you can walk shoulder to shoulder, but he also has a doctorate in naturopathic medicine and is a former national bodybuilding champion. So the other thing is, you know, like myself, Dr. Balduzzi is proud of the people that he's helped. Now, he's helped over 30,000 families in over 100 countries lose weight and get healthy through his Fit Father and Fit Mother programs. So I'm really excited to have him on the podcast. We talk about how he gets started, what is his origin story. We talk about nutrition and then the importance of meal prepping in order for you to stay on point and get the results you're looking for. So again, guys, I really appreciate you during these times. I hope you guys are hanging out during these times. Please take the time to listen to this podcast, watch this podcast, you know, settled in, get your protein shake and enjoy the podcast. I'll see you on the other side. We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. I'm super excited about this podcast today, because with us today, we have someone who I respect very much in this industry. You know, working with men over 40 and knowing that it's a limited amount of information out there for guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, like when I started this, there was generally nothing really when I hit 40. So being able to, you know, provide that, but knowing that there's other people out there who are helping us fill that gap so that when we get in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even late 30s, we can be in the best shape of our lives. We can be in the best health of our lives. So today I'm excited because I have Dr. Anthony Balduzzi. He is a health and weight loss expert, and he's a founder of the Fit Father Project and Fit Mother Project, which are the leading health and weight loss programs for men and busy men and women over 40. And Dr. Anthony Balduzzi also holds dual degrees in nutrition and neuroscience from the University of Pennsylvania, so he knows his stuff, and is a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, and is also a former national champion bodybuilder. And, you know, one of the things that he's proud of, and I think that I love this too, is that he's helped over 30,000 families all over the world, over 100 countries, lose weight and get fit through his Fit Father and Fit Mother Project. Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause for our man, Dr. Anthony Baldusi. What's up, my brother?
What's up, Funk?
Good to see you. Thank you
Good
for
to
being
see you
on.
Too.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And
you're welcome.
You know, like I said, it's inspiring, and I love the fact that you have the Fit Father Project and Fit Mother Project helping many men all over the world. But let's go back. Let's go back. And how did you get to this point? How did what you know? Let's start off with, you know, growing up and just kind of like your evolution to this point.
In many ways, I kind of got into this health and fitness stuff by accident. It wasn't an accident on my fault. It was watching what happened to my dad as we were growing up. Dad basically was doing everything he could to put food on the table for me, my mom, my little brother. And in his mind, that meant working long hours. He had a job. We were actually, you know, funny enough, before the show, we were actually in Toronto, Canada, when he was doing the majority of his work. He was just, you know, trying to work in 80-hour weeks, sleeping in the office, neglecting his nutrition, not exercising. And my dad used to do that kind of stuff. It's just he kind of, his priorities shifted and he allowed his health to be put on the back burner. But unfortunately for him, unlike many guys, it bit him in the butt very, very early in life. And he eventually passed away at 42 years young. He got cancer and I watched his health deteriorate for a long time. And when he passed away, I was 9. And my little brother was 6, and it devastated our entire world. One of the things, the silver lining of watching Dad get sick and lose his health, was it imprinted upon my young mind at a very young age this idea of how foundational our health and fitness is to our well-being. Because as I watched my dad trade his health for, you know, wealth and all the things he was doing to provide for the family, I watched him lose everything he actually cared about: his ability to spend time with me and my little brother, to be there with my mom, to pursue his passions and hobbies. And I'll remember when, you know, at my dad's funeral when I was 9, I had just these moments of resolve. It was both terrible pain, but it was also like this kind of fire that was ignited inside of me that I was not going to let this happen to me. And I was going to figure out how I could take care of my body. So it spurred this very young mission to learn about nutrition, to learn about exercise, and in my young mind, to become so strong that cancer couldn't get me. So I had this early experience that really framed my understanding of health. And then as I progressed, I really got into physical training and sports as a kid. I got into bodybuilding and fitness. I went to an all-boys high school, so there was no girls. So all you want to do is be the most jacked guy around. So I started packing my meals and lifting my weights. And as my body transformed, my mind started to transform as well. My spirit, my emotions, everything started to elevate. And people started asking me, "Hey, Anthony, how do I do this? Like, how do I get better at sports? How do I do this?" And so I started teaching people, became a personal trainer. First job was LA Fitness personal trainer, which was amazing, you know, running the grind there. And what I saw was so many people like my dad who were trying to manage the busyness of life with an aging body and all this confusing misinformation or lack of information in the space of what it takes when you're over 40 on how things need to be different. So at this time when I was training people, it was far from 40. I was in my 20s at this time when I was going through medical school, going through university and studying this stuff. But I kept on seeing people come in, especially during medical school, into the office that were like my dad. And so I'm like, okay, you know, if I could go back in time and teach my dad, what would I have taught him about how he can get this done? How he could have his busy life and still maintain his health, how he could be there for his family. And that was really imprinted in my mind. So I started developing this program and testing this on people and looking at what nutrition works for busy people. How do you do meal prep and stuff to remove decision points? What kind of exercise routines are necessary when you have aging joints? Your metabolism is not the same as it was in your 20s. Your schedule's super busy. And then how do you actually stay motivated and on track over the long haul? Because we know that diets and short-term fixes just don't work. People in their 40s, 50s, 60s have tried 10 plus of these things. So all the stuff that you're thinking about, Funk, I've been thinking about over these years too. And kind of developing this program. And I decided to wrap it in this container of the Fit Father Project, because for me, I came to realize that this stuff is so much bigger than just fitness. It's so much bigger than just the body or looking a certain way or even feeling a certain way. A lot of our decisions around our health end up affecting the ones closest to us, to our families, and impacting, you know, our legacy and all these other things that are deeper motivators for us. So Fit Father Project, I started it with the mission of basically helping people like my dad. And we started helping people at a small scale. And then it got bigger and the team started growing. And we started the Fit Mother Project too, because a lot of these guys had spouses, sisters, friends, coworkers that were like, hey, we need this info too. So we have these amazing communities, and we're doing what you're doing, Funk, out there, like holding this flag of hope that says it is possible. Your methods need to be different. You need to train smarter. You need to eat better in certain different kinds of ways. But it's also getting people into communities over 40 who are really excited. And, you know, the fun thing is, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'm not even in my 40s yet. But I've had such a privilege of being able to see tens of thousands of transformations and know what works. So this is like, I'm training in the way that I'm teaching people, because longevity is the game, and we need to do things differently. So I'm so happy to be here, because I know we share all of this passion for this space and the people we help. And I know we have also figured out some stuff that works, so we can get into that.
Totally. Yeah. I just have goosebumps there from what you just said. Really, it truly, this is what fuels me. Like this, yeah. what you're saying, what you're doing, this is what fuels us. It's way more than just fitness. It's way more than that. It's about, creating, for me, it's men who can be the leaders, regain that leadership in their families, but while being healthy, right? Because you can't make those type of decisions. And one of the things that stood out to me was, like, at 9 years old, that imprint, lots of times when this type of stuff happens to people, not even nine, I mean, in their teens or in their 20s, when they lose their father to cancer or whatever it is, people kind of digress into unhealthy habits, unhealthy, behaviors. Yours is totally the opposite. You know, specifically at nine, you're able to, that imprint of what it left spawned an entire life so far of health. Mm-hmm. Fitness. Like, let's dive into school. Like, so you're going, so now you're becoming a naturopathic, you know, doctor. How was that whole process? You know,
well, yeah. So I think before I got into medical school, the best thing I did was I got into competitive fitness. I became so passionate about bodybuilding in my late teens, early 20s. And the reason that was so important for me is because I really learned the power of using nutrition, sleep, and exercise to dramatically change your body composition and what it takes to do that. And I was able to take that as I went into medical school and then learn the bigger picture of the health and how the body works and how that all fits together. Because a lot of times things that are done in the hardcore fitness space are not exactly the same things that you would do if you're looking to live a long and healthy life. But if you can take the best from both worlds and put it together, now you have something very powerful. You have the tools and strategies that drive results from the fitness side, but you also have the bigger picture of what it takes to be healthy. And going through school was, all the different schooling, whether it was undergrad, nutrition, neuroscience, or medical school, it all kind of, you know, you look back and it all makes sense, but it all kind of pieced together, because in my undergraduate schooling, I was very passionate about understanding human behavior. And what motivates us to do what we need to do, the neuroscience aspects of this, the different neurotransmitters, because when it comes to health and fitness, it's not that people aren't healthy because of a lack of information. We all know that the salmon is probably a better choice than the pizza. It's a matter of making consistent decisions on a regular basis. And this comes down to some psychology and neuroscience. So that can't be overlooked as well. So this kind of all came into this snowball of different experiences that I was gifted, that I chose, a combination of things that enabled me to have a perspective to help people with this stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that you were a bodybuilder also, my wife used to be a bodybuilder, so mm-hmm. I know, you know, just growing up as well, you know, I was a professional athlete, but yeah. not in the bodybuilding space, but knowing the high level that you need to constantly be, you know, be doing in order to compete at the highest level. And in mm-hmm. bodybuilding, like, the thing about you, Anthony, is that, you know, you're a doctor. So, like, again, the highest level of education in order to understand health in the human body. And then bodybuilding, like, when it comes to bodybuilding, there's so much, like, it's very scientific. You know, you've got to the calories, it's to, you know, the type of workouts you do, how many, you know, weeks or months out are you to competition? Like, I know with my wife, when she was bodybuilding, man, it's like, it's a science. Like, it's, you have to be so detailed and so committed and so consistent. Like, there's no room for error. So the fact that you took both of those things, like schooling it, like, at the highest level, really, it's amazing, because now whether you knew it or not, you had all the tools to be able to help, you know, like you had all the tools, whether you want, whether you need, you know, knew it or not, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I have everything. I know all this stuff. And then you start to implement it on yourself, right? Obviously, you lay it out. You got to know that it works on you and probably some of the other people that you're training.
Does
that
make sense?
Yeah,
it totally makes sense. And I didn't know it at the time. It's just kind of all life happens in a way. I think it's kind of when you follow those things that are those deep tugs in your heart, like where you know you need to go deeper and learn more and do more. I just did that for 20 years. It just happened to be in this health space. And what I think is amazing too, is when you study something very deeply, whether it's on the physical fitness or let's just say the medical health side of things, you learn the most important things that work, because there's a lot of things you could focus on, but there's a few things that if you really zone in on, they give you the best results, best return on your investment. And when it comes to over 40 and being healthy, it comes down to having a simple, sustainable nutrition plan, you know, safe, joint friendly, time efficient, metabolism boosting workouts, and some kind of motivation, accountability to keep you on track, and some good sleep and hydration. So the cool thing is, I was able to see the small levers in each of these areas that really produced the greatest results. So I was able to take what was very intense, the bodybuilding, so structured, so intense, and really take the stuff that works the most and then pare it down to what works for busy people who don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. They just want to like lose some belly fat and like feel energetic and get off some medication. So you're able to take these things and we can distill them down to like busy people, everyday people who want to be healthy, what actually moves the needle. So that's the cool thing about, you know, you pursuing professional athletics too, right? As you go to the highest level, you're able to take back what works. And that's what you do. It seems like with a lot of your training, right? You're taking like just amazing principles from high level athletics and making it simple and accessible for people at home, easy, using their bodies in natural movement patterns. Like it's perfect.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that, okay, let's talk about the guys who come into your program, because you and I both know, like, it's funny you just said that most guys, when they come in, or what most people, when they come in, they don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. They just want to lose some belly fat. And what do you think the top two or three things that men want to accomplish when they come into your program, when they start the program? What are they struggling with the most? What are like the top two or three things that they're struggling with that you see when they're coming into the program?
It's a couple things. I think it's on the levels. There's stuff on the physical level on, and maybe on the mental, emotional level as well. Well, physically, it's certainly that the scale is continuing to increase. There's been this trend of all the yo-yo diets, you lose weight, you regain weight. And now most guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s are getting at an age where they're seeing real health consequences of their behaviors. They're on a hypertensive medication now. They have prediabetes, or they've seen friends and family members have heart attacks, cancer diagnoses, you know, all sorts of different issues. So it's like the health consequences of the behaviors that have been stacking up for 20 years are getting very real. The body's on the back half at this point, right? And if it's not given the right tools to elevate and turn things around, it's kind of going into this rut. So this is normally experienced by guys through things like just feeling no energy, for feeling like joint pains, you know, being out of breath doing everyday activities. Like these are the physical signs of something deeper that's brewing. And then for guys, I think there's this mental emotional aspect too, where it's kind of like you're at this point in life where are your best days behind you? There's a little bit of like maybe some apathy and maybe some guilt and maybe some frustration that you're over the hill and your body's not the way it used to be. And that's all downhill from here. And that can really zap the zest out of life when we feel like we want to thrive and expand into our later years with a body that serves us. And what's amazing is that the quality and the sharpness of someone's mind is very much related to how healthy and energized their body is. When you get a guy to lose 100 pounds in his 50s and he gets to under 200 pounds, he gets to a good weight, he's a completely different guy mentally, emotionally. He's sharper. He's more confident. He's getting after life. He has the zest and the fire and the vigor to go reinvent something or shake something up in his life that's been stagnant. When the body is stagnant, the mind becomes stagnant. And then this is like, it's this vicious cycle. So you can start to unwind this. And oftentimes it really starts with helping people lose their first 10 pounds to regain that hope and confidence that this is something that I can stick with. So I think that's a big part of it. There's the mental side and the physical side as well. But for many guys, it comes down to making the decision on why this ultimately is a priority. Like why joining a program or why starting something at 45, like is absolutely imperative. And that comes down to, in my opinion, doing a lot of deep reflection. So like what I went through with my dad and watching him get sick imprinted me so strongly that it's been a why that's propelled me for two decades now. But for many other guys, we need to do this kind of work because it's not just enough to want to get the abs at 40, 50. It'd be cool, nice to have, but what's really motivating you to put in the time and the effort and the energy to make some changes? For many guys, it ends up being things that are deeper than just themselves. It's their family. It's their legacy. It's their ability to do something that's been on their heart to do the rest of their life. And they're not going to be around if they don't make some changes. So we're huge proponents of wrapping this whole fitness transformation journey in this deep why. And that's why we're the Fit Father Project, because for a lot of guys, it ends up being their families is a locus of why to even take this stuff seriously. And I'll tell you this, the good news is when, as you know too, Funk, when you get clear on the why and you have a simple, sustainable plan that's like designed for guys over 40, man, you can accomplish anything. And we have guys in our program members in our 70s who have a better set of abs than me, which is amazing, right? I love that.
It's incredible, just everything that you just said there, because the why. Most people jump on, you know, when someone starts a program, and this is not just for men over 40, this is for everybody. When people start programs, they jump to the workouts first. Like, okay, what are the workouts? That's what happens with us. They jump in and they want to know the workouts. And then they'll figure out the nutrition, and then that's it. That's what most people do. So at first, it's like having that new toy. Oh, this is great. I got a new program. But then once, you know, the array wears off, once that excitement wears off and you know that you have to be consistent with both your workouts, nutrition, and other things, then that's where people bounce away. Like when the going gets tough, when Brenda comes into the office and brings donuts, if you don't have a strong enough why, because that's where I'm going with this, is you need to have that why before you start any program, because that deep, and it's not just, I want to lose 20 pounds, I want to lose 10 pounds. It's like, you got to go deep. Like I always tell my guys, you got to cry, brother, because when you're crying because of your why, when you can get that deep, then when Brenda brings in the donuts, or when you don't feel like working out that day, or when you're not focused on your sleep, or when, you know, you're not prioritizing your health, you're just going to bounce back. But when you have that why, you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, I'm doing this because I'm pre-diabetic, or I'm doing this because, you know, my whatever it is, you can always jump to that. And that will keep you on point. The why is huge. And I love that you said that. The other thing I love too is that guys will come in, I'm looking at your before and afters on your site. And people will come in with, you know, yeah, I just want to lose a couple of pounds, whatever. Next thing you know, now they have the abs. Now they look like Arnold, right? Because now they're in the best shape of their lives. Why? Because you created that program that gives them a sustainability to keep going during their busy time. But now they can actually be in the best shape of their lives. You and I both know, we see it every day. We have guys in the best shape of their lives. 60s, 70s. Like, it's insane. It's incredible. Like,
it is incredible.
And watching the journey, you know, watching the journey and knowing that if anyone's listening to this right now, no matter what shape you're in, Anthony and I have seen it, no matter where your testosterone levels are, no matter what health you're dealing with, no matter how big or whatever you are, you can 1,000,000% get in the best shape of your life. The only thing is the margin for error is
we can't
eat the same way we did before.
That's aging, right? It's really the process of aging makes that margin of error so much smaller. Totally. Workouts have to be very smart, conservative in the right areas, still effective high intensity exercise, but safe.
Yes.
The nutrition needs to be a lot more dialed in and quite frankly, a priority over exercise. You know, when it comes to changing your body composition, I know you said this, because like, how could you not go on YouTube, look at a video of you doing exercise and not just be super inspired to be in my 50s? Like, no, it's the truth. It's like, and that's amazing stuff because it gets people interested, but truly what moves the needle for people in their 40s, 50s and 60s? In my opinion and experience, the first things we do with our program members, outside of getting them very clear on that why and writing a mission statement, is cleaning up their sleep and their nutrition.
Yeah.
Like this is where you start if you want to change body composition. We have program members who've lost 100 pounds with doing nothing but walking, like literally didn't touch a dumbbell or a treadmill. So the reason this is important for people to understand, because I think one of the biggest objections for people in their 40s, 50s and 60s is my body doesn't feel good enough right now to exercise and I don't even have that much time. Cool. Okay. How do we design something that we can start making changes on some of these verticals? Like nutrition is one I'm so passionate about, because you change your nutrition, you can lose 5 pounds in your first week, you know, a combination of bloat, a combination of body fat, a combination of just all this stuff. And then you're starting to feel better. And then your body actually wants to move as you start to lose weight. So focusing on the right things, I think, is super important for people as they're getting started. Certainly that why, and then nutrition and sleep, I think, are two foundational things. And then obviously exercise after that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The exercise is the last. I was told the first week we focus on nutrition. First week, okay, we're getting this nutrition on point. It's going to be very easy. And we're going to get to your nutrition in a second. But yeah, and the workouts are the last thing. Like that's like, guys, like that, the workouts are always going to be there. All you have to do is click play and you're going to work out. The recovery is important. The sleep's important. The yoga in between the workouts so that you can recover and so it's sustainable. So like 12 months from now, you're still working out without getting injured.
Yeah. Right? So your body feels good. It's like building you up versus tearing you down kind of thing. Yes.
So let's go into the nutrition now because it is the number one thing. 100%. I see it all the time. You know, guys will go into like the third month of our program and they're getting minimal results. And then when they do their accountability, it's like, oh yeah, well, I did all the workouts, but I didn't do nutrition. I'm like, God, that's it right there. There it is. Like all these other guys are doing it. That's why you're not getting the results, but that's okay. Let's now focus on nutrition. You already have the workouts. You already have that behavior. Let's focus on nutrition. What are some of the key things? You did talk about, you know, the sustainability of a nutrition plan, but, you know, like in regards to making sure that you don't sabotage your nutrition, what are some of the things you can do, like meal prepping and some?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it comes down to nutrition. This is why I mentioned earlier about like behaviors and like the psychology of this, because nutrition is all about behaviors and systems. Like we all know what healthy foods are. It's not a mystery at this point, like eating whole non-processed foods, you know, a lot of single ingredient foods. It's a matter of like, how do we actually pull this off? It's because every time we have to eat a healthy meal, we have to make a decision about what we're going to eat. We have to have some plan to acquire that healthy food. Like there's a lot of micro decisions that goes into a nutrition plan that people don't really realize unless you start to get into this stuff. So let's just say someone eats three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, average 50-year-old guy, 7 days a week. That's 21 decision points that this guy has to nail. He has to nail that. And then also, if he doesn't nail that, there's also the psychology of what happens when people get into this all or nothing mindset. Oh, I slipped up today, the rest of the, it's a cheat day or a cheat week or whatever, we fall off track. So my thought process is, how do we smooth out these decision points and give someone a nutrition system that works for them? So what we do, the first thing we do when we work with our program members is we help them figure out like the structure of the eating that works for them uniquely. Like what is your like meal timing schedule setup that works for you based on your schedule? Because if I can get you on a nutrition plan that feels like pretty seamless in your life, like you're eating at a time that's convenient for you and your kids and like you feel good and you have a proactive structure, we can build off of that. We wanna get it out of the reactive mode into proactive. So we give our program members a whole different handful of meal timing schedule setups. Some might be regular breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. Some might be intermittent fasting. Some might be night shift, third shift kind of meal plans. Point being is we have our guys be like, yep, this is the one that's going to work for me based on my schedule. And that is the huge first step because now what we've installed into your life is you know when you're eating, which means you have a proactive plan, which means we can start to build on the right kinds of foods into this structure. It's really all about structure because when you have a structure and then we're giving you the foods you actually enjoy, like healthy foods you enjoy on top of a structure, then it starts to become automatic. And what you want for your nutrition is you want it to feel more automatic. You want to feel like you're able to just do this without exerting a lot of thought and willpower. It's not like a battle. You're still enjoying food you love and you feel great. And you can still enjoy stuff that's quote unquote like a little like less healthy, but it's a part of the plan. It's kind of built in. So meal schedule setup, we get that in there. And then I'm a huge proponent of the idea that for modern guys who have very busy schedules, making those first 1 to 2 meals of the day, your meal one or your meal two, very standardized and consistent is a very good thing. Because if we can remove a lot of these decision points and have like a dialed in breakfast smoothie or your egg recipe or your overnight oats or whatever you have for breakfast, but it's dialed in, it's nutritious, it fuels your body, you don't have to think about it. If you do that for your first meal, we've removed 1/3 of your decision points for the week. If you can have protein plus some greens for your second meal, 2/3. And now then you can have a little more variety for dinner. So these are just, like, I'm not talking about foods right now. I haven't mentioned keto or plant-based or any of this stuff. We're talking about like structures and behaviors. And so in these meals, we help our members standardize some of their main meals with their go-to foods. Mm-hmm. So we asked them, what are the healthy foods you actually legitimately love? Okay, you like salmon, you like eggs, you like steak, or you're plant-based, you like quinoa, tempeh, whatever it is, you figure out what your go-to foods are and we help you like prep them in bulk. And so you can remove those decision points. And now you have your own unique system. Like Funk, if we broke down your life and nutrition, you have your own unique nutrition system that you've developed over decades of doing this stuff. I've developed mine. As good coaches, we need to help our clients develop theirs. So it's uniquely theirs. They own it, which means it's on their schedule, their time with foods they love. And they're doing simple stuff that's like paving the path for success. And when you do that, you win. When you do that consistently, you win. And when you have a mechanism for like course correction, which is a lot of times community, accountability, weight check-ins, like that's the guardrails that guide you forward. Because with this weight loss stuff and healthy eating and muscle building, all of it, it's not a linear, like constantly making progress. You're zigging and zagging. You want to trend up in the right direction. So you need some guardrails too to keep you on track. So nutrition, it really comes down to behaviors, right? It comes down to like deciding what your go-to foods are, your go-to meals are. Spending 2 hours on a Sunday, prepping yourself out for a couple of days to remove those decision points to make it easier for you into the week, and building in proactive, we call them free meals, but not cheap meals, but like on Friday night, you know, you're going out with your family, your friends, you're getting some food or whatever. Like this is a free meal. It's pre-planned. It's all about this structure, because when you have the structure, you don't have to think as much. You're going to start to feel better. You're going to be more consistent. You're going to lose the weight. You get this intrinsic motivation from the results themselves. Then you get this positive snowball instead of the negative snowball, which happens when you don't have any idea what food you should be eating. You're eating crap that sends your blood sugar in a tailspin. Then you have addictive behaviors later in the afternoon where you eat the donuts that Brenda brought in. All of these things. So it's like, that's the snowball that's like coming your way to crush you versus the snowball that's going the other way of the momentum of success. We can create that, but we have to have the systems and a little bit of planning.
And that also creates power over your eating. Now you feel like you have power over the eating, because now once you have that system, once you've learned that system, and once that system works for you, now food is not taking over me. I know what I'm going to eat. I know when I'm going to plan my free meals. I know that if I go on vacation, I still know how to eat healthy, because it's a very basic plan where I'm still picking the go-to foods. Even if I go to a restaurant, I know, I'm looking at the doc. I know, I can pick this, and this if I have to add something off the, because this is what we do all the time. I mean, my Angela and I travel all over the world all the time, but we have to stay focused and consistent on our nutrition. And we know now, any country in the world, we can eat healthy. Doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
You can eat, because you know the foods that are going to fit into those go-to, you know, foods. You know what you like. You know what's healthy. Because, again, you've gained that knowledge through your system after time and time. Then, like I said, the power of you knowing what foods you like to eat. And then you start to experiment a little bit, right? Like, here are my go-tos that I like. But hey, you know what? I'm going to try this today. Because for many, many years, when I was teaching nutrition, I, like you said, the same thing to people. I said, just like, if for men specifically, we're pretty good at having go-to things. Like, you know, we have our go-to t-shirts. Shoes. If you look at our shoes, we have like 9, 6, 5, 4 pairs of shoes. We're good. Oh, this is my going out shirt. This is it. Mm-hmm. My wife, different. She's got 100 pairs of shoes. She's got tons of clothes. They like, you know, variety. We're cool with just, hey man, I can eat this same steel cut oats with protein, berries, almond butter every morning. I'm good with that. You know, like I'm good for a good 2-3 months. I'm good, man. I got it. Uh-huh. It makes things so much easier. Like you say, those decision points now become less. And then when you meal prep, it makes everything easy, because again, those decision points start to decrease, because you already got the meal made, right? You already have the meal made, right?
And that's it. Like, I mean, Funk, if you showed up at my house every time I had to have a meal and you handed me like, here, Anthony, here's your favorite healthy foods. Like, I've made this for you. I'll be back in a few hours. Like, man, that would be the best thing in the world, right? But why don't we can do this for ourselves? Yes. You know, like Anthony or Funk on Sunday can do this for Anthony on Monday and Tuesday. So it's like investing in that future and paving the path is so true. And these two levers of consistency and variety are things we're always balancing in all different areas of our lives. When it comes to nutrition, especially if you're getting started, like the consistency is that first phase of learning to build the foundation. And as you get it, you're going to know there's going to be that light bulb that goes off one day. You're like, man, I have my consistency. Let's start experimenting. Then you get a little more variety. And each personality is a little bit different. But I think the cool thing is if you at least standardize a good part of your day in your nutrition, you get the consistency and you can have a little more variety, you know, at your dinner. So you can get both and you need both. And I think it's based on, you know, certainly your personality of what combination of consistency and variety works, but certainly for people starting off, consistency and go-to stuff is definitely what builds the motivation. Because if someone needs to lose a substantial amount of weight, let's say they need to lose 50 pounds, the most motivating thing is not what foods they're eating. It's the fact that they lost 50 pounds. So if you can be more consistent and you're tracking your weight and you're seeing your weight go down, it changes everything. You're going to get excited and looking forward to your steel cutouts with berries and hemp seeds because you're like, dang, man, this is working for me. And then you start to build new neuro associations with the foods you're having. So they start to be something you love. And then on top of that, you start to feel better. Your digestion's better. You're pooping regularly. You're not bloated all the time. And you're like, wow. And your taste buds start changing. So the stuff you had, we go back to having like the sodas you used to have beforehand. You're like, I can't believe I drank this stuff. All these things start to change. But it starts with a system that you can stick with, that's simple, sustainable, that gets you results, one that you can start to own. And then you get this, the good snowball, and that's good stuff.
Totally. So when it comes to meal prepping though, lots of guys, they shy away from that. They feel like, no, you know what? I got a meal prep on. I don't even know how to meal prep. I've never even meal prepped before. What are some of these tips? What are the ways to get guys over that hump of, I can't meal prep or I don't have time to meal prep? How do we get them meal prepping?
Well, here's what I think is what does a healthy plate of food look like, generally speaking? I would say this, for someone looking to lose weight, you fill half of that plate with some kind of vegetable you love and the other half to with some kind of healthy protein. Maybe you have some carbs in there if you want to keep those in. I'm fine either way with that. But like veggies plus proteins, let's just think about that for a second. If you're generally having meals in that vein, you're going to be successful. So then let's take this logic route here. What are your favorite proteins? Like, what would you like to have on your plate? Write them down, three of them. Buy those things in bulk and find one easy way to make them. It could be you're baking some chicken. Could be you're grilling some steak. It could be you're doing something plant-based with plant-based protein sources or some fish. But like, you got to know what your go-to protein is. Buy that thing in bulk. Find a good go-to spice or a way of cooking it, whether it's on the grill, whether it's baking, sous vide, however you decide to do that is good for you. You got to know how you're cooking your go-to protein. You got to have a simple system that's easy. So for a lot of guys, I mean, imagine you have football on the TV on Sunday and you have the oven going on. You've marinated some chicken. You toss it in the oven for 20 minutes and bam, you have a bunch of chicken for the week. And you've also been steaming some broccoli and a little steamer side there. So like, I'm not saying you have to eat chicken and broccoli, just an example of what you could do, but you got to know what your go-to vegetables are. What are they? Ones that you love: broccoli, asparagus, cauliflower, collard greens, you know, it's sauteed spinach, like whatever it is, you got to know how to essentially cook that. And I think a little bonus too, is if you can get your whole family kind of enrolled in at least having some of these meals like this, you don't have to do this alone. Like, you can do this with your kids or with a spouse. You guys can like decide what go-to foods are for a couple dinners and start to make these things together. But it comes down to really just the very simple stuff. It's like, have you actually done the thinking of deciding what are my go-to foods? So when I go to the grocery store, I know I'm going to get some salmon. I'm going to get this and that, some eggs, and I'm going to get these vegetables, and I know how I'm cooking them. And make a game of it. Set a timer. You can do it in 2 hours. Like, you can get it done in 2 hours. You can have something going on. You could be spending time with your family, playing with your kids while things are cooking. Like, there's many ways to do it, but I would also get it done like not in the eye of the, like not during the week when things are super busy, during a time where you have a day to just be a little lighter and more relaxed, and also be reaffirming as you're doing this, that you know you're making an awesome decision for your future self and making things a lot more convenient. And then when it comes time to eat, like let's say you did have a dinner, like you can basically build what we call perfect plates. Like half of that plate, you pull out some of those vegetables that you've had, you can reheat those, you put a protein on, you put a small serving of some healthy carbs or healthy fats, and bam, you have a meal. And with that framework of like the half veggies, quarter protein, quarter healthy carbs or healthy fats, you can make so many different kinds of meals that would fit that bill. Like, it could be almost endless, the kinds of combinations we can make.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, everything you said there, you know, the 2 hours, definitely can get it done in 2 hours. Putting something on that makes you feel good while you're doing it. Because yes, meal prep does take time. I mean, my wife, she's again, you know, she's a shift worker. So meal prepping is a non-negotiable. She always meal preps 100% specifically before she goes on her 7-day shift. And so, you know, for her, it's like, okay, I'll put on something, a podcast or whatever that puts me in a nice frame of mind, cook everything up at the same time. You got your carbs, you got your vegetables, you got your proteins cooking. Then for her, she likes to put everything into separate, separate Tupperwares. Yeah. So that she portions her out. Me, I'm different. I will meal prep and I'll put all my proteins in one.
I'm like you.
My big rice here. I have all my proteins, you know, whatever vegetables that I have. And then I just pick from each thing. So I make my meals. She creates the meals. So there's no right or wrong way.
Both work.
Meal prep, both work. Exactly. Yeah. Just try to get, and you do have to get through it's not going to be pretty the first few times you meal prep. It's not going to be pretty. Things are going to be all over the place. It's going to be, you may burn something or you may not cook something the right way, but the more you do it, the better it's going to get, you know, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be something that you enjoy because you are putting that enjoyable thing on, whether it's a podcast, whether it's this podcast, whether it's, you know, a sporting event, whatever it is, music, to put you in the right frame of mind. And then the power that you feel because you created that meal, you know what I mean? You cooked it, you created it, you know, you're going to enjoy it a lot more than just, you know, willy nilly, grabbing something from the store or what have you, that's been pre-cooked. So, that's great. That's great. The other thing I want to talk about too, is people who are in shift work, right? Mm-hmm. Shift workers, they have there's definitely a struggle for them because you're always changing the times that you're, you know, you probably know as well, but you're always changing the times you work, you know, 7 to 7 or, AM to PM, and then you maybe get flipped or what have you. How do shift workers stay healthy with their nutrition, whether it's meal planning or whether it's what's going on with their bodies? You know what I mean? Specifically because their circadian rhythm is a lot different than everyone else's.
Yeah.
What happens there?
Well, we're not going to sugarcoat this. Shift work is not good for human health. These oftentimes shift workers are some of the most valuable people in society because they're doing like very intense jobs that require you being up overnight and different kinds of things. So like one, the work is incredibly admirable. And if you're, we're doing shift work, you're doing something important. Now, number two, it's not great for our bodies. We are circadian beings. We're meant to be connected with the cycles of the light and the dark. And this creates this cascade of hormones. So if we're shift working and we have to, the one thing we need to realize is that we need to create as much normalcy in a circadian rhythm as possible on a schedule that's constantly changing. So that's the art. And it's going to be a little different for every person depending on what their shift work schedule actually looks like. What I do suggest that it does seem from my research and understanding that the best way to do shift work is to not eat a lot of food late at night while you're shift working. So like the body's digestive system is naturally slowing down at night. It's the circadian rhythm of digestion. The body wants to, when it's dark outside, melatonin gets released. We have this rest and digest. The body doesn't want to be loaded up with food. So for shift workers, it might be a good idea to do some kind of like intermittent fasting style stuff where you're having your first, your bigger meals during the light time. Now that might be right before you go to bed. If you're going to bed, let's just say you shift work overnight and you're going to sleep at like 8 a.m. Maybe you do a little bit of light exercise right before you go to bed and have a meal and then go to bed. And then you're sleeping for a number of time. Then you get up, let's just say you're getting up at 5 p.m. or so, you maybe have dinner and then you're kind of like fasting until throughout the night. That's one of many ways to do it. If you do want something overnight during the shift, I would have lighter foods, right? I would have things like shakes and snacks and fruits, easier things that are easier to digest on the system. It's likely a bad idea to have very heavy, hard to digest foods late at night when the body's in this natural state where it wants to have slower digestion with a circadian rhythm. So for shift workers, I think another thing that's very, you know, related, and it's not just the nutrition, is protecting as much as you can, you know, blue light and making sure that you're not getting blasted overnight when your body wants to have a lot of these relaxing hormones. You're not essentially blasting yourself with bright lights that are totally throwing off your circadian rhythm. So for shift workers, I think it's very important to still try to maintain this body's natural circadian clock by in the morning, getting some morning sunshine, even if you're just about to go to bed, but getting some sun in your eyes to help to retrain this pattern. You may sleep for a few hours. You eat during the light if you can. There's a take-home message. As much as you can, eat during light hours. Good idea. I wouldn't eat super heavy meals late at night. And it is a good idea to do a little bit of movement in those morning hours to entrain that rhythm. So Funk, tell me to get a little more specific on this. What's your wife's schedule kind of look like with her shift work?
Yeah. So for her, she, so 11 o'clock, she'll go from 11 till 6:30. That's the shift she's on right now. Uh-huh. And then the second shift would be like 5 a.m. till 3. And then the third shift would be 2 till 10. So 2 p.m. till 10.
And they rotate constantly?
They constantly rotate with days off in between. So for her, luckily for her, because of her bodybuilding background and, you know, just she's insane when it comes to the workouts, she'll eat. So right now, because she's in the nighttime shift, so 11 o'clock at night till 6:30, she'll have two meals. So she'll get up at 3 o'clock, she'll eat breakfast. Then nice. she'll work out, she'll train, right? Like 5, 6 o'clock, she'll train, eat her second meal, which leaves that third meal overnight, which is usually a lighter meal. So it's not a heavy meal, it's a lighter meal. She gets her three meals a day. She comes home. When she gets home, she's super tired because of what she does. She's on the streets. It's a very stressful job that she does. So, you know, by the time she gets home, she just does a little bit of light cleaning just to move around and come down from the night. And that's it. So basically all those shifts pretty much run the same. Like she's always, when she can, obviously the 5 a.m. shift, it's just, she eats breakfast at work. And then, you know, she'll come home, work out, then have that second meal and then the third meal. So she always gets those three meals in. She just kind of has to, she has to shift them
a little bit. But I think the key thing I'm listening and hearing this, and I do agree with all the shift workers we help, is like, can you find it, especially your wife has rotating shift work, right? So different schedules, which is as complicated as it could get, but where are those overlap times where you can be consistent and have those meals there? And they may flex before a couple hours here or there, depending on how things are. But generally speaking, it's still kind of the same principle, right? We have meal timing. When is your meal timing? When are those consistent times we can get your body? Because your body does so well when it expects foods at certain times, and it's good for the circadian, maintaining that circadian balance. So that's really cool to hear. I think shift workers, basically you need to find that time where you're having those things. And I would say movement is exercise is probably even more important for shift workers looking to lose weight than it is for other people. You don't want to necessarily be doing exercise that is so high intensity if you're already not like sleeping great, but doing just movement, right? Movement, cardiovascular stuff, doing some strength training that's not overly strenuous is huge because it actually helps the body maintain that better circadian rhythm. So I'm a huge fan of everything your wife's doing. That's amazing that she's figured that out.
Yeah. And I think like you said too, just like figuring out, like, again, if you're all the different rotating shifts that you have, if you can figure out the meal planning for per shift. So okay, this is my nighttime shift. This is the way I eat nighttime. This is my day shift. This is the way I eat. That way you just stay consistent. And then you can use your go-to foods to plug in the area. So that's great, man. Man, this has been amazing. This has been a great, lots and lots and lots of awesome content here, man. I'm telling you guys. But yeah, before we go, if there's any last things you want to say, and then obviously let us know how to reach you, fitfatherproject.com, but anything else you want to?
Yeah, I'll just say it's been a privilege having this conversation with you, Funk. And I told you this beforehand, but for anyone listening to this show, like this one right now, hearing these words, like you're in the right spot. Mm-hmm. Like I literally, outside of the work that we do at Fit Father Project, I couldn't think of another person that I'd send people to than you, just from having watched all your stuff online. And so that's the good news. If you're here and you're listening to this, you have what you need. It's a matter of execution and follow through. And oftentimes that comes down to joining a system or getting involved. So I know you come from the MMA fighting background, or at least you have a lot of training with that, right? Were you a professional MMA fighter?
I was a professional volleyball and beach volleyball player for 15 years. And then I fought professionally in Thailand and trained.
Cool. So MMA fighters are fascinating because they all have coaches, right? Yeah. They're some of the best martial artists in the world, but they have coaches for everything. You know, grappling coaches, striking coaches, conditioning coaches, nutritionists. Us guys, if we need help with something, it's great to get a coach. Because what the coach does is enables you to be the athlete. You to be the person executing, and you don't have to figure this stuff out on your own. You can get a system and you can follow through the system, and that's how you start to build this confidence, right? So the biggest thing is the people that, you know, like the amount of videos you have on YouTube and we have on YouTube, like, you know, thousands of videos across both of us. But I know that the people that transform their lives the most are the people that join our programs because they're committing to a system. So if this is an area of your life you want to improve, find someone who does this work, Funk or I, commit to a system. And that's what's going to help you build the momentum.
Awesome, man. FitFatherProject.com. Guys, listen, if you want a system, you want to work with Dr. Anthony Balduzzi, this is an awesome program. I give this program, you know, two thumbs up, like amazing. It is, because just to let you guys know too, when I transformed from, you know, I used to be the strength and conditioning guy for fighters, like that's Funk MMA, and then also metabolic training. That was my big thing. But, you know, I almost died a few years back. I had a crypto-organizing pneumonia, which is a lung disorder that kills you. Like, I couldn't, literally, I was on my deathbed. The doctors were like, hey, you might as well just come back to the hospital, because at the time they didn't know what it was. And they're like, you might as well just come back here because we don't know what it is. And this is probably the best place you should be if you are going to pass. Luckily, they found it. They put me on prednisone and, you know, it was a disaster, but I had to use my program or the things that I learned in order to get my testosterone and myself back. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really made the solid decision to start helping men over 40, because I realized even when I reached 40 that, you know, I was having struggles, and that, you know, that led me to self-medication and addiction and all of that stuff, because I didn't know what was going on with my body. And so at 40, you know, I made that transition, but then was fighting. The whole point I'm trying to make is when I made that decision, I was looking out there to see who was there, who was already doing this. And you were the only person truly that was doing this. I mean, I don't know anyone else who was consistently focusing on men over 40 at the time. So I looked at you and looked what you're doing. I'm like, this is great. This is amazing. What you put together. And, you know, you just gave me that fuel and inspiration to get out there and put something else as well. Make that decision to, like, okay, no one knows me in the over 40 space. Everyone knows me in the fighting space and HIIT training. So now I've got to rebrand myself and, you know, use my story to help men. But you were the driving force behind it to know that this can be done. And there's other guys out there too that are starting to get on there, which is great, because I think for us in the niche that we're in, trying to help men in their 40s, even late 30s, now late 30s, because testosterone, sure, low testosterone is happening earlier and earlier, to know that, you know, there's billions of men out there over 40, millions. Yeah. So there's a lot out there and there's only a few of us. So we're all doing the same thing or similar things. You know, we're all, you know, carrying the flag.
Exactly right.
This is a great thing if you're listening to this right now, because now you know that there are people out there who have your best interests and who know specifically to how to deal with men over 40 and the struggles, right? And so, FitFatherProject.com. I really appreciate you and appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate your community, man. You're doing incredible stuff. So keep it up, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on. And we'll have to have you on again just to, you know, we'll keep bringing you on as that.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. So thanks so much. And okay, guys, again, FitFatherProject.com. You can also go to fitfatherproject.com/040a-podcast, but we'll have all the links in the show notes for you guys. Thanks so much, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.